Hello, everyone. This is Steve Martin. Welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is September the 18th, 2014. Our guest today has many numerous hits that we all know and love, but I'll go through them real quick. A couple of them are This Is It and Love's Coming At You and You Stepped Into My Life and Lean On Me. This is R&B icon Martha or Melba Moore. How are you, Melba?
I'm fantastic, Steve. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm really glad to have you on. You got such a rich history that we all thought it would be a good idea to have you give us a call and let everybody know what's going on.
Well, great. Well, I've got some new music out, and I'd love everybody to listen out for Just Dance, and you can find that on my official website, melbamore.com.
Okay.
And you can also find it on iTunes and Amazon.com and CD Baby and all the social networking outlets, social media outlets called Just Dance. It's it's been very, very well received. It's written and produced by Dominic McFadden, who's kind of a newcomer on the scene in terms of his own music being exposed, but he's the son of Gene McFadden of McFadden and Whitehead,
mm-hmm.
of course, who are not newcomers.
Absolutely.
So he's got a nice long family history of great songwriting and producing. And we also have another single that's along with it called What Can I Do to Survive, which is a beautiful, beautiful ballad that's being played on some of the internet radio stations, and as well as Amazon and iTunes and the normal stations where you can, normal outlets where you can get snippets of them, and you can also download them or upload them.
Okay, great.
So new music, and the entire album when it's finished is going to be called Forevermore.
Okay.
Forever, M-O-O-R-E.
Now, what? Tell us just a little bit about the album itself. What are you expecting to have with it?
With it?
Well, I mean, as far as, the other songs that are on it.
I could let you know that Just Dance has also a wonderful video that's just up and out now, too. So you can kind of take a look on my website and view that. And it's on Vevo and some of the video outlets that are on the internet. So I do have a new video with the new single. And we're getting ready to shoot the video for What Can I Do to Survive? That's when I do that in about a week or so. So in terms of having something with the single, that's what I have. But I don't know if that's what you meant.
Well, yeah, kind of. Do you enjoy making those videos?
Of course. Did you expect me to say no?
Yeah. Well,
Just Dance is really a fun video because it looks like we're all having a nice little picnic outside, jumping rope and playing hopscotch and having a barbecue, and the day was beautiful. We shot it in some beautiful, quaint little neighborhoods in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which, of course, is where McFadden and Whitehead were from, and, of course, is where Philly International Records was, and that whole Philly culture is kind of captured on the video. It's just very homey and very fun. It looks like a summer barbecue.
Well, I saw it.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would just say it was a lot of fun to shoot that one.
Oh, I'm sure. I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, and it was very entertaining. I enjoyed it. So that's coming out in the next little bit, the album?
Yeah, well, probably in a few months, but the single is actually officially up and out on the 23rd, which is just a few days from now.
Okay, all right. What I'd like to find out for some of the people that might not be too familiar, can you give us just a brief history of your career?
Sure. Back in 1969, I kind of fell into the Broadway musical Hair.
Uh-huh.
So that was my very first Broadway show, and I entered in the chorus, but I stayed with it for a year and a half, and by the last 6 months, I auditioned for and got the female lead, which was quite amazing because I never acted before. I didn't have any acting in my background. I didn't study acting. My education really was totally in music and piano and instrumental music and vocal music, classical music, and of course R&B music and contemporary music, but nothing to do with theater or acting. So that was just a wonderful surprise that happened. But the most exciting thing is I wound up doing the female lead before I left the show, and as it turned out, I replaced Diane Keaton, who went on to be a huge, huge, huge movie star, as everybody has known. So now that's a kind of a big feather in my hat that that happened back then. But I went directly from the Broadway show Hair with a 2-week hiatus into the Broadway musical Pearlie. It's spelled P-U-R-L-I-E, in case people don't know what the, you know what the show was or haven't seen anything on it, called Pearlie. And the whole title was Pearlie Victorious because it was originally written and performed by Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, just as a straight comedy with no music. Ossie Davis wrote that for him and his wife. And then we came along many, many years afterwards and did it as a Broadway musical. But the important thing about that is I had the female starring role, which is a little country girl by the name of Ludabelle Gussie Mae Jenkins. But the most important thing is that Ludabelle got a Tony Award for that, which, of course, is the biggest award you can get in theater, in Broadway theater. And after that, then I really kind of ventured out into concert and television and began to have a solo recording career. And it was after that that I did recordings like You Stepped Into My Life, This Is It, Love's Coming At You, Falling, and a bunch of others that were very successful for me. And more recently, back in the 90s, I played the female lead in the Broadway musical Les Miserables when I did the role of Fontaine. And more recently, of course, I just told you I have some new music out and some other little goodies, but that's kind of a bullet point cover of my career, kind of the most important things that have happened.
Okay, great. I remember a lot of that stuff. I was 10 in 1969, and you know, being black and white TV for the most part, and very little cable, if any at all, cable.
I don't think there was any cable. There was PBS.
Yeah. That, I guess that was about as cable as it got, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I remember when the TV shut down at 11:30 at night.
Right, you only have the network stations, the three stations.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, back in that time, it was further along than that, because I remember we did the Ed Sullivan Show, and all that stuff was in color, and, you know, there were, well, you had Channel 9 and 11 and 13, and I guess, you know, some local stations. So it wasn't quite black and white.
That's a long time ago, and we'll never see those days again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any future theater or movie plans?
Well, I'm getting ready to start touring my own one-woman play called Still Standing, the Melba Moore story. It's a one-woman play in two acts with music. It tells my story, my autobiography, and kind of some of the down times that I've had and the things I've been doing when you haven't seen me on TV or in the recording studio. And, of course, it reached out some of my hit songs, some original music, and some of the characters that have formed my life, because I am an actress. And I tour that play now. And, of course, I intend to have myself branch out and go back and do I do other theatrical pieces, but I'm sure I'm going to go back and do some Broadway theater sometime soon.
I bet that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Probably.
It's a lot of fun. Now, you know what I really enjoy? One thing I enjoy about it is moving around the country, especially when you're on a nice tour and you can see all the different areas. And I mean, some people say, well, all the airports look alike. Not to me. Every place has its own personality and its own culture. And, of course, you see a lot of the mainstream businesses and stores and malls, but they still have their own personality. I enjoy the travel.
I'd like to travel like that and see the different places in the United States and the world and all that kind of stuff, you know. But I guess it gets old, too, you know, kind of like being somebody said that it was kind of like being on tour is kind of like being in a tunnel all the time. You take a tunnel to the stage and there's the fans, and you come back and you go through the tunnel and you walk through another tunnel to get to the get to the limo and.
Tour, well, he didn't have he or she didn't have time to spend any I guess quality time, you know, enjoying the place. He just went from job to job. If you do it that way, yes, that's true. You don't. It is kind of a tunnel. But if you get a chance to visit some of the I don't know, especially like in some of the southern places where they're kind of like they've kept them the way they were, and so you can see how things were back in the, you know, 1800s, and you can get the their local cuisine, and you don't just go from the airport to your theater and back to your hotel. That is tunnel vision. But if you get a chance to visit the and spend time with the people in the local communities, I think it's nice. I enjoy it.
Oh, I think I would too. Absolutely. What I wanted to ask you was, what are your thoughts on today's music compared to, say, you know, back in the 60s and early 70s and that sort of stuff? What differences? What do you think about it?
It is a hugely different. It is so different. I mean, you know, I was watching one of the video channels a couple days ago, and I realized even how much rap has evolved and changed. First of all, some of it is so fast. I mean, people are speaking so fast. First of all, what I enjoyed about it, because I really listened hard to see what in the daisy is they saying. When I heard what they were saying, it was nice. It was poetic, and you could see that it was difficult to do. It was kind of like a skilled art. So it's very, very, very different. I can remember, I can't think of some names right now, but people who did like, you know, the coffee shops in the Diligence, and they did poetry, and they did readings, and they did speaking kinds of things. I think that's where we started. It wasn't called rap or anything like that, but we always had some kind of spoken word type of an art. And so in that sense, I see it just having evolved, but it's become so radically different. People think, oh my God, did we change planets or what? And it is that different. But that's that part of it. And then, of course, the music sounds very, very, very different. I mean, if I just look at R&B music, the singers sing very, very, very different. They sing mostly like maybe what we would call Ella Fitzgerald when she was scatting.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much of what we call riffing, very little of just straight melody. And a song doesn't really kind of build. It almost like starts at the top, at the beginning. So the structure is different. But I can kind of see that because we're a society, and what happens is stuff evolves. It doesn't stay the same. And, you know, whatever kind of track we're on, it's going to get more of that. And I think America as a nation, when you compare it to the European nations or, say, the Eastern nations, the Asian nations, or the Middle East, we're a very young nation. So it seems natural to me that our culture would be very high and energetic, and it's always been that way. But I think it's gotten faster, and the way people dance. I remember back in the days when people were break dancing. First of all, that was pretty amazing to watch. But you can see some of the dance movies now, and I think it's pretty incredible what people can do with their bodies. It's
yeah.
Very different, but to me, it's like very. It's American. It's the way that we live our lives, and I think a lot of the new music and dance still comes from the poor neighborhoods and from the ghettos, and that's traditionally how it's always been in every culture, regardless if it was Europe or if it was France or Italy. The new music generally comes from the lower classes because they are more passionate because they have to be, and they, you know, they want to get out of that ghetto, so they create, and they, you know, so usually the new art comes out of the poorer classes, and the richer ones are kind of watching what everybody else is doing because they got money to go somewhere and watch it. And then, of course, that's not totally true, because then what they'll do is they'll expand on the, you know, the technical arts more so. And but these days now, the technology is become so accessible. Everybody has a camera. Well, your phone is a camera. So everybody's a journalist. Everybody can take a picture, and everybody can tweet or Facebook, so they can say what they think about what you've done. And so everybody's a critic. So it's very different. And Some people say they don't like that, but I say, I don't know, your people, you got to change it. It has to move. It can't stay the same.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that stays the same gets stale.
Well, that ain't going to happen here in America.
Well, I hope not. You know, there's so many ways for an artist to get their music out, especially with the advent of
very good, yes.
Yeah, the internet radio stations. I have a country radio station, a top 40 country, and the 14 years I've been in country, I can tell a difference in how country's evolved to different. Every couple of years, it seems to shift a little bit, and it'll go back the other way a little bit. And, you know, like right now, in country music, you can't hardly get a female star out there.
Really?
You cannot hardly do it.
Male?
I mean,
male?
Huh?
It's male dominated?
It's 99% males. I mean, if you listen to a country radio station today that plays top 40 country, the females you're going to hear is probably Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift, and... you know, people like that, and Miranda Lambert. But
you think
yeah,
that's because there's more women in the audience.
Well,
or
that's
more customers are women.
It could be. It could be. I mean, you know, they still talk about all the you know, the drinking and the going out to the honky tonks and driving the trucks and you know and all that stuff. And I guess you know, that would attract a female. I mean. I guess. I don't know. Never been one.
I don't know. I didn't mean it in that way. It was just a question that came to mind. Because
right.
If you think of it that way, what the songs are about, it may be more to a camaraderie and men, you know, identifying too with the lyrics and the stories of the songs as well.
Yeah, it just changes, you know.
Yeah.
And like I say, the internet's made a difference. Now we can have these talk shows by little guys like me that get up one day and decide they want to try to be a somebody, you know, in the music business.
Because, you know, at least the artists and everybody that's out there trying to communicate have a direct line to the public. And the public can really make the choice. They don't have to filter through a whole lot of executives and accountants who tell them what they like. I like it better.
You know, and the other thing is the reason why guys like maybe me get into this is I also work in physical therapy in a hospital. And most of my patients are my age, 55 and older, and they're in a lot of pain and they're in a lot of stress and that sort of thing. And you go in and maybe they have a CD laying down there somewhere or something like that, or something's on TV, and you can say, you know... do you remember so-and-so? And they're like, yeah, I remember them. And I said, well, they're a friend of mine. You know, I had them on my show. Oh, you have a show? You know, and they don't realize that these days a lot of people have shows. And
right,
and it's
right.
Just so good to be able to get their mind off of
yep.
off their pains and their worries and their, you know, the things that bother them. And you know, there's a few things that add up. When you get to be that age and you know somebody comes in and can be somebody that they can talk to about it, and somebody that has spoken with or danced with or done whatever with the stars of their day, and that just doesn't happen much because there's so many young people.
But you know too that that's really the purpose of the art and culture is to make people feel better, have them kind of plug into society, especially if they're not able to go out and be on their own. We're supposed to be able to bring it to them. And what we've done is kind of really make that, I don't know, like right down front, because that's really what it's supposed to be all about. But you're right. Nowadays, you know, somebody might be working with you, like you said, in the hospital, and you can be a listener and speak directly to them. It's open to anybody. It's open to everybody. They can have a show if they wanted to.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And it's just... it's just a good time to be in radio. It's a good time to be hosting this type of show. There's just so much out there. And like I say, when I start talking to these older folks about, you know, some of the stars of their past And I don't know how many times I've sat down with somebody's cell phone and put this podcast on there for them to go and listen to the stars of the 60s and 70s and that sort of stuff. And I think it just takes away from their pain, and it gets them to do a better job at what they need to do to get out of there.
You ought to know. I bet you it does. But also, what you're saying, too, is very applicable to a lot of people out here who have every type of taste they like. I mean, I think it kind of started with the fact that the record companies and the entertainment industry, of course, it's always pandered to young people, because that makes sense, because the new music usually always comes from the young people. But it was so narrow. Anybody else, if they didn't like that narrow genre that was being played on mainstream radio, they had nothing else. And what has happened is that people can now either have their own shows, or other people can say, well, I like to, you know, tend to this audience, or that age group, or that demographic. And there's room out there for everybody to have something that they enjoy, something that they prefer. We don't all have to listen to the same music. We're all of different backgrounds, different cultures. So I think it's better in that way as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's enough to go around.
Yeah.
Enough people, enough artists. You know, you just have to get your name on.
And enough outlets now, because there was
enough outlets. Oh, absolutely. There's an endless amounts of these things going on, even as we're speaking right now. People recording, talking to people on the phone, talking to people at a bar, you know, that bring the history back to these people. And I'm just really glad that I can do that with folks like you and a lot of the other stars that I've had on the show. And I'd like to, again, thank you for that.
What a pleasure. Great pleasure.
Before I let you go, I thought it would be cool if you could tell us how people like on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram. I don't understand Instagram at all, other than pictures. But how do people get a hold of you? And do you enjoy talking to those folks when they do get a hold of you?
Oh, I love seeing the responses. And we, my manager and I, he actually really helps me a lot with it. What we do primarily is when we have projects, and we're always having something new, because you know, one of the things you do is like having a friend, you want to keep the conversation interesting, and so you post things up, and then what happens, you get them to respond to it. That's what I like about this as an industry for me too, because as an entrepreneur, not just an artist, you want to know, well, what do people think about what you're doing, and the direction that you're going, and what your look is, and what your packaging is, or what your product is. And right now, I feel very, very good about the responses that I'm getting. I have some new T-shirts that are being out on my Facebook and on my my website, and the response is just unbelievable. Like, someone's working on some jeans for me that they're designing. I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll see. And if people don't like it, I'll change it. And of course, we put my music up, and people have been responding very, very favorably to that. So I like the media, and what we do is every time I go out and perform, we take pictures and we take some video footage, and we put it up, and we, you know, we let people know what I'm doing so they can keep up with me and see, you know, how I'm progressing and what I'm doing, what direction I'm going in, and we get their feedback. It's fantastic, and you know, so far it's been. I know it sounds like I'm just pumping myself up, but I'm telling the truth. It's been absolutely and totally positive. I know. I tell you one thing that happened the other day. I was going to be in somebody's fashion show, and it didn't work out. But I'm so glad it didn't, because what they did is they had a fabulous fashion show, but it was in Riverside Church. It's like a landmark church. But all the models were half nude and naked in the church, and they really responded negatively to that. You see, I didn't know how that was going to be. I was just going to wear something, come down and sing a song for it. Very disappointed to be promoting something that disrespected the church.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, it's not that you're perfect, you can do everything right. But you try to be sensitive because you know everybody is watching and you want them to watch. So I think it inspires you to try to be at your best all the time.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And before I let you go, I wanted one other thing. People that come to your website to buy your new album or song, whatever it is they're looking for, if they're an autograph collector like I am and they ask you to sign an album or a CD or whatever, is that possible?
I'm not sure how that works the internet, but what I do is let you know where I'm going to be performing, and we definitely have product, and I always have a meet and greet afterwards, and I sign whatever it is we have there. So if you can kind of keep up with where I'm going, like on the 27th of October, I'm going to be in New York City at the Metropolitan Room, and I'll have CDs, I'll have T-shirts, I have memorabilia, I'll have all kinds of good new stuff there that it would be my pleasure to take my time. First of all, hug everybody by the neck, because it's a small venue. I can hug everybody that comes in there and sign every CD or T-shirt. So that would be a pleasure. I'm glad you asked me that.
Okay, great. Like I said, I really appreciate having you on. If you'll give me just a minute, I got some credits I need to run through, but don't hang up, please.
Okay.
Need to let everybody know that Stars on Tap is brought to you by LexingtonBroadcasting.com's Kickin' Country USA for the best in top 40 country music on the internet. I'd like to thank our co-producer, Ms. Rhea Roma of Rhea's Rescues in the greater Los Angeles area. I'd like to thank our technical advisor, which is my wife, Miss Betty Martin. She fixes what I break, and what I don't understand, she understands. So she keeps us up and going, and we love Betty for that. I'd like to thank our radio affiliates, which is Space Coast Eye Radio out of Melbourne, Florida, and Jimmy Lawson for playing this show and our Backstage Country show. I'd also like to thank Steve Harris from Starlight UK Radio and also Soul USA Radio for playing this show. I'd like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can take a blanket, a sheet, any kind of linen item, and donate it to a shelter to keep an animal comfortable while it waits to go to its forever home. And also on the same lines of SavingCanineLivesPlus.org, that's my friend Bobby Kimball from Toto. They also run an animal rescue operation, and all these are in the greater Los Angeles area. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of talking with Melba today to spread the word of her new music to the world via the internet. And as always, I'm your host, Steve Martin. Until next time, enjoy your music.